Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
This day, next week, we'll be lying in the streets of Dublin from Parnell Square to St. Stephen's Green because for the first time since 2019, I can't actually believe it, the St. Patrick's Day parade will be kicking off. But it won't end there because in an exciting new partnership with the National Museum of Ireland, the St. Patrick's Festival will take up residence at the Museum of Decorative Arts and History, Collins Barracks, that is, and we will be treated to a day tonight. Urban festival with events and performances from some of Ireland's most celebrated musicians. I have one of them here in the studio. I can't believe Damien Dempsey, fellow Northsider from Donnymead. We were just talking about the Donnymead shopping centre there a minute ago. He's in the studio. How's it going?
Great to see you, Jennifer. How's it going?
It's good. Listen, St. Paddy's Day. It's been a long time. You can take them off because they'll just distract you now.
Yeah, sure,
take
sure.
Take those earphones off. Damien, St. Paddy's Day, we were just talking about parades yesterday and I've been to the New York parade a few times and it's the biggest letdown of my life. Because it's just marching band after marching band after marching band. There's something really special about the one here in Dublin, isn't there?
There is. I had a flat, Jennifer, and... in Patrick Street, you know?
Yeah.
First floor flat. So I just forgot. I didn't realise that the parade went straight past it, you know? So I brought all my family up and we watched it from the balcony. It was incredible.
Oh, amazing.
The floats are incredible. The artistry that goes into that parade is amazing. It really is. It's savage.
And what can you tell us about this festival that's happening in Collins Barracks and what's going on?
All I know is I'm going to kill it. I'm gonna make people high, you know, with music, you know, give them a natural high with Irish soul kyol, you know. So can't wait, you know. I was meant to do the Ivy Gardens the last 2 years, couldn't do it, you know. So this is the first big outdoor show I'll be doing, you know. So
it's gonna have thousands of people. I mean, this is gonna be a big event. What's it like to be back in front of a crowd like that again?
Better than ever.
Yeah.
It's like going blind and getting your sight back, you know. You don't know what you've got till it's gone, but if it comes back, you know, Jesus, you'll never, you know, you'll appreciate it so, so much, you know. And the gigs I've done now so far have been incredible. Like, the people are just in ecstasy, you know.
Yeah.
They're having multiple orgasms. Musical orgasms. Multiple musical orgasms.
But I have to say, your fans are something, they're something special. Aren't they?
They sort of let their hair down.
They definitely let their hair down. They get very emotional.
Yeah, they do.
Why such an emotional connection, do you think?
I suppose the songs can get very emotional. The songs aren't all, you know, sort of upbeat, happy songs. Some of them go very, very deep, you know, but there's always a chink of hope, you know, chink of light. But, people just, they come to sort of, I suppose, feel happy, sad, joyous and that, you know.
To feel.
Make them feel, I try to make them feel something, you know.
That, and that you do. Next week is a busy week for you because the movie Love Yourself Today is available as well on Monday. What can you tell us about that?
Bring your tissues. I know it's great for them. It shows the healing power of music, you know. It doesn't follow me. It follows three people who come to the shows and... it follows our journey. They've been to hell and back, these three people, but they've great wisdom for people, you know, who are struggling. So I think it's very poignant at the moment, the movie, you know, and it's a very joyous at the end, you know. It really leaves.
I had Nadia on the show.
Oh, brilliant. She's amazing, isn't she?
Reformed addict, now doing amazing. Yeah. But you're just talking about the healing power of music, and she, and that's exactly what it was for her.
Yeah.
And how it touched her, and she's an incredible young woman, and
she is
doing extremely well now.
She's a hero of the movie, you know.
And she's one of the characters we see in the movie. It's a great watch. You have to go and check this out. How did you spend the last 2 years, Damo? Did you write new music? Condolences. I know you lost your father, and that must have been a very difficult time.
Yeah.
Were you able to put pen to paper at that stage?
I have been writing songs, yeah. I was getting back to, I was going up over Howth, walking up from Howth train station up. There's a native wood up there, you know. So I was walking up through that and up on the mountain and just looking at Wicklow. And you can see the mountains of Mourne, you know, the Cooley Mountains. the Kilcullen Mountains, I call them. That's where Kilcullen was. And you can see down to Wexford. And then into the sea for a swim and just getting back to nature, you know.
Hang on a second now. Are you one of those dry robe people?
No. No, I've been swimming all my life and health, you know, all year round.
Do you?
Oh, I don't use any robes. No robes for us.
No robe for you. You're hardcore. You go with a tea towel. Yeah, just but I'm just... yourself dry.
I'm just happy to see... I have a seal blubber, so I don't need the dry robe, you know.
Because I'm always interested because it's become very popular now, the sea swimming. It's kind of very busy, isn't it? But what feeling do you get when you get into the sea?
Well, you can't get any closer to Mother Nature than when you're up to your neck in her, you know. So you get very close to Danu, the mother. So
How often do you swim?
Whenever I can, you know. Whenever I can, I'll be in the sea.
And it's something when you need to clear the head or something like that. This would be something that you do. Would you say it would be like a bit of a bit of therapy?
Yeah, it's fairly therapeutic. Yeah, it just clears your head and reset. It's a reset, definitely.
Okay.
When you hit the cold water, like you can't think about anything else but staying alive. You're surviving, yeah, exactly. So it's.
So tell us, what is the rest of 2022? What's it looking like for you? What's the plans?
Just play loads of shows, I think. Yeah.
Is that it now? You just want to get back on stage and just play a load of gigs?
Yeah, I'm working on a one-man show with Conor McPherson as well for the Abbey Theatre, you know.
Oh, wow.
My own one-man show, so he's helping me, you know, he's a great man. He's an amazing playwright. So, that should be in the old Abbey next year, so.
Isn't that incredible? Sorry, just setting foot on the... Have you been on the Abbey
I've
stage
sang
before?
I've sang, maybe once or twice, just one song. I've been asked to sing, you know, but to do a two-hour show is daunting, but life is nothing without challenges, I think, you know.
Wow, that sounds incredible. I mean, and really daunting as well, especially with somewhere like the Abbey, because it has so much...
History.
Yeah. There'd be a lot of pressure, and they don't let anybody set foot on that stage, do they? You have to be very special or train for 4 years in a drama school. But so they must really like you to let you up on that stage.
Yeah, well, I suppose people get a laugh, you know. some of the stories, I'm telling you, know.
So a one man show. When is that going to happen?
It's a spring, I'm hoping.
Okay.
With a bit of luck and try and do another album in between.
Okay, so you're keeping busy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, well, listen, we're going to take a little break. You have a pal out there. He's going to come in.
Eamon the Barrow, yeah.
Eamon, and what does he play?
Eamon plays the Bowron.
He plays the Bowron. We're going to have a Bowron player in here. We're going to have Damo Dempsey. I can't believe it. He's going to sing a tune and he will explain what it is and why he's singing it just that. Well, he's singing it because we asked him to play it, but we'll be back after this. RTE 2FM. There we go. Jennifer Zamparelli here on 2FM. It is 22 minutes past 10. I can't believe I'm saying this. Damien Dempsey is in studio and he's here with Eamon de Barra on Bowron and we're going to have some live music. Now, we asked you to sing Colony, but can I just ask you about the song? It's such a whopper. A lot of text coming in. Oh, good man, Damo. Great to hear you back. Colony, when did you write that and where did the inspiration come from?
My grandmother had a dream that I wrote a song about her. She was very sure I wrote a song about her, you know. So she said it to my mother and my ma says, I believe you wrote a song about my mother. And I says, no. And she... My mother's very sure, so I thought I better
get it done.
I better write one, yeah. But then I knew the other granny would be, not too happy about, you know, where's my song? So I thought I better mention, my four grandparents who were born. They were all born under British rule in Ireland.
And I suppose this song is very apt to what's going on in Ukraine at
the moment. It is indeed.
So it's an absolute pleasure to have you both in the studio. Take it away.
Okay. I think that should be right.
I sing the song of the colony. How many years and you still were not free? And your mother cries and you ask God why. Greed is the knife and the scars run deep. How many races with much reason to weep and your children cry. and you ask God why. Well, Annie, she came from Dunlavin town. The TB came and killed her family all around. Population boom, 11 in two rooms. Katie, she came from downtown Zen Street, 10 in a bed and no shoes on their feet. 1916 came, they played the Patriot game. And Freddy, he came from the Ivy Flats, tenement slums and infested with rats, sleeping on damp straw, try not to break their law. And Thomas, he came from Kilmaine and Mayo. Semi-starvation was the only life you'd know in the two-room shack. Then jailed and let her frack. Sing the song of the colony. How many years and you still were not free? And your mother cries and you ask God why. Greed is the knife and the scars run deep. How many races with much reason to weep? And your children cry and you ask God why. I look to the east, I look to the west, to the north and the south, and I'm not too impressed. Time after time after crime, they raped, robbed, pillaged, enslaved and murdered. Well, Jesus Christ was their God and they done it in his name, so he could take their blame if it's not all a game. With Bible in one hand and a sword in the other, they came to purify my land. All my Gaelic, Irish mothers and fathers and sisters and brothers, with their own ancient customs, laws, music, art, a way of life and culture, tribal and structure. We had the civilization when they were still Neanderthal nations, and we suffer with the Native American, the Indian in Asia, Aboriginal Australia, the African people with their history so deep, and our children still weep and our lives are still cheap. You came from Germany, from France, from England and from Spain, from Belgium, Holland, Portugal, you're all the much the same. You took what was not yours, went against your own Bible. You broke your own laws just to outdo the rival. But did you ever apologize for the hundreds of millions of lives you destroyed and terrorized? Have you never realized? Did you never feel shame for what was done in your country's name? And find out who's to blame and why they were so inhumane. Still they teach you in your school about those glorious days of rule, how it's your destiny to be superior to me. But if you have any kind of mind, you'll see that all humankind are the children of this earth, and your hate for them will chew you up and spit you out.
Will to be free too.
Jesus Christ, that was amazing. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Damien, that's a first for us. We've never experienced that before. You're just incredible. And Eamon, thank you so much for doing that. Can I just read some of the texts from the listeners coming in?
Of course, sure.
Balling in my car. That was epic. Someone else says, Love Yourself Today is my anthem. I can't face the day without playing it, this texter says. It sets me up and I can face anything. That's from Dale.
Brilliant.
Someone else says, Hey, just to say, I've been to Damo's Christmas concerts in Vicar Street 4 years in a row. I lost my father nearly 5 years ago to suicide. I'm 26-year-old man and listen to his music, especially Chris and Stevie, had me in tears. Damo's music is magic. Good to have you back, and so on and so
Thanks,
forth.
Amanda. Thanks so much.
It wouldn't be Christmas if we didn't see him at Vicar Street, and it goes on and on and on. Damien Dempsey, you're an absolute legend. Thank you so much for coming in and doing that. Eamon DeBarra, thank you so much as well for coming in. And
thanks,
you
Jennifer.
Can anytime, and you can get tickets for the main stage of the St. Patrick's Day Festival Quarter in Collins Barracks. You can get them on Friday. Go get them. It's going to be epic.
Jennifer Zaffarelli.
Weekday morning from 9
on 2FM.